Uttar Pradesh. Is there going to be a split down the center of the Samajwadi Party? It's all about ticket distribution. Lists have been prepared, and now perhaps alternate lists may be prepared. It's all happening as we speak. But there were several supporters of Akhilesh Yadav who met Akhilesh today, and after that meeting said that irrespective of what Mulayam Singh Yadav has to say, they intend to contest these elections.
इस बार हम लोग सरकार बनाए, सरकार में आए, उसके लिए जरूरी है कि जो षड्यंत्र पार्टी के खिलाफ कुछ लोग कर रहे हैं या करने कहीं ना कहीं उनकी इच्छा गलत है, पार्टी के प्रति वफादारी उनकी नहीं है, उनको कहीं ना कहीं पीछे छोड़ा जाए और हम लोग आगे निकले। टिकट की बात में मैं समझता हूँ कि माननीय मुख्यमंत्री तय कर रहे हैं उस चीज को, और चुनाव हम लोग लड़ेंगे,
चुनाव लड़ेंगे, अयोध्या से जीत के आएंगे, श्री अखिलेश यादव इस प्रदेश के मुख्यमंत्री बनेंगे।
बिना सिंबल के लड़ेंगे, सपा के सिंबल नहीं।
अब वो तो नवंगा से सिंबल मिलता है ना
जी,
अभी तैयारी करने जा रहे हैं। माननीय मुख्यमंत्री जी का पूरा आशीर्वाद हम सबके साथ है। माननीय मुख्यमंत्री जी ने क्षेत्र में बहुत काम किया है, पूरे उत्तर प्रदेश को तरक्की के रास्ते पर ले गए हैं। उनके किए गए कामों को लेकर, उनके नाम को लेकर, उनके चेहरे को लेकर हम सब मैदान में जाएंगे और दोबारा सरकार बनाएंगे।
NDTV's Alok Pandey joins us now for the very latest developments in Uttar Pradesh. Alok, as we speak now, we are told there is an important meeting between Shivpal Yadav and Mulayam Singh Yadav. They could be thinking about some sort of counter to what Akhilesh and his supporters have done. Is the possibility of a patchwork at this 11th hour still possible?
Well, good evening, Vishnu. This evening is as cold and frosty as perhaps the relationship between Akhilesh and his father and uncle. That meeting between Shivpal and Mulayam has ended now. We don't know what's transpired, but perhaps they would have discussed the threat by Akhilesh's camp to issue a new list. Like you were saying, an informal list is already doing the rounds, but we have no confirmation absolutely that this has come from Akhilesh or has been authorized by him. But all those MLAs who went inside the Saif Kalidas Marg residence of Akhilesh Yadav and were there through the day came out and said that they would contest the elections. We heard Pawan Pandey and Atul Pradhan. These are two people who are very close to Akhilesh Yadav, but at the same time are disliked by Shivpal. Atul Pradhan, in fact, was accused of misbehaving with Shivpal a while ago. Pawan Pandey, also somebody who's been accused of indiscipline by Shivpal. So at the moment, it does seem that there is a split, and there have been many tensions in this party over the last 6-7 months, particularly between Akhilesh Yadav on one hand and Shivpal on the other. But yesterday, it was perhaps clear that Mulayam and Shivpal, brothers, had snubbed Akhilesh Yadav. They brought out a list of 325 candidates when Akhilesh was out of town. He was in Bundelkhand. He came back. He was surprised that this has happened. And today, perhaps, his supporters have made it clear that they are going to fight the elections. How they will do it, will they do it as independent candidates? What that does for the Samajwadi Party's vote, etc., are questions that will be answered. But like you've been saying and like we've been reporting, the fact is that at the moment, this party seems to be split. Is there a reproach possible? I think we'll know in the next few days. Looks a little unlikely right now.
All right. Will a reproach be possible? It looks unlikely at this stage. We're going to track that very, very closely. That's our big debate this evening. I'd like to introduce all our panelists. Juhi Singh of the Samajwadi Party with us. With me, Ritu Singh of the BSP, Nalin Kohli of the BJP, and Sharath Pradhan, the well-known journalist. P.L. Punia of the Congress Party also joins us this evening. Thank you all very much for joining us. Juhi Singh, let me come to you first. Bottom line, are we likely to see a split down the center of the Samajwadi Party, perhaps as late as tonight, as early as tonight, or perhaps tomorrow morning?
Vishnu, I hope not, because the list which was declared by the national president yesterday included a lot of names. In fact, 85% to 90% of the names are people who have worked with the chief minister, were there on his list, which I have not officially seen. But I can say, and they were part of the Samajwadi Party campaign, the organization, or the sitting MLAs. I think the problem is with about 20 to 25 seats, which the chief minister is talking to the national president. I hope we will arrive at a consensus, get the changes he makes, because he's going to lead us into the elections. So I am hoping for a very conclusive compromise very soon with the new survey figures and the status with the chief minister has met the national president, and the state president has also just met him. But officially, as of now, the chief minister is talking to the people who have been denied tickets or who he wanted accommodated. We are hoping we'll be able to keep everyone together.
No, so those people will contest the elections alone. Those people who are supporters of Akhilesh at this stage will contest with or without the Samajwadi Party. They've said that on record. What does this mean for your party?
Vishnu, I will I will wait for my chief minister's official statement on that matter because he has not said anything. These were conversations which people who left to 5 Kalidas Marg came out and talked to the media, and it could be their feelings, but I will have to wait for the official statement of my chief minister to really comment on this matter. As of now, the status is that he is trying to convince the national president to get the requisite changes so that we can put the lists in place. And
But Ritu, ma'am, just look at this list. You know, you are saying, you're talking about one list. This is already an unofficial list which has been circulated by Akhilesh's supporters. It's got many of the names from the Akhilesh camp which were denied. Is this just a pressure tactic?
Vishnu, when we talk about the names which have not been accommodated, these were all people from the Samajwadi Party.
Yes.
And plus, as the national president said, that the suggestions, yes, I've not seen Akhilesh Ji's, the chief minister's list. I've seen that list, and if you tally,
we don't know if it's officially his list or not, but it's certainly been circulated. I mean, it's reached me all the way over here. It's been circulated.
Yes, it has been, also wouldn't know. I have seen the circulated list, and
right.
As you can also tally both the lists, there are quite a few common names.
And a lot of different ones, and important different ones as well.
Important different ones and very difficult ones. So that is why it's taking time, because the chief minister already made his mind very clear that the changes he wants are the changes he wants before the election.
And what if those changes don't come? You answer that question in a minute from now. I just want to go across to my other panelists. Okay. I think everybody was listening to her very intently, not wanting to get into this debate. Really, the future of the Samajwadi Party at this stage, so many questions. P.L. Punia, let me come to you first, sir. There was a sense that the Congress Party and the Samajwadi Party were looking to get into some sort of an alliance. Akhilesh Yadav was reportedly very keen about this. It seems at this stage that that is not going to happen. Mulayam Singh Yadav apparently said he wants nothing of that sort to happen. So therefore, what does this mean for the Congress Party? Is it a bad situation if Akhilesh's wishes are not respected?
You see, Akhilesh Yadav, the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, he had made certain statements, I think 2-3 times, that if there is an alliance between Samajwadi Party and Congress Party, then they will win more than 300 seats in Uttar Pradesh. But no leader from Congress Party ever made a statement like this. It was possibly his own assessment of the things without talking to the Congress people. So there was no negotiations on alliance, and there was no proposal from the Congress Party.
Yeah, but was it something the Congress Party would have liked to have happened?
No, I don't think it's going to happen, because...
No, but is it something you would have liked to have happened? It's not happening now. I'm asking you, would you have liked it to have happened?
No. The Congress Party is working so hard, and even Rahul Gandhi ji, he spent 30 days in Uttar Pradesh, covering more than 3,500 kilometers yatra.
So you don't need the support of anybody. You believe the Congress will come to power on its own in Uttar Pradesh?
Yes, we strongly believe that we have worked enough, and we will come to power on our own without taking any support from any party.
All right. Well, that's a big, an important claim over there. Let's see if you can actually live up to that. Because if you look at the numbers of the BJP in the last parliamentary election, 2014, 73 out of 80 seats in Uttar Pradesh. Where do you stand today, this evening? Where does the BJP stand? Are you just sitting and watching these developments? Because it's win-win for you.
It's not a question of sitting and watching. I believe very firmly, and we've been saying this consistently, that this Mahabharat and the talk of Mahagadbandhan don't go together. It clearly can't go together. And if you look at the Samajwadi Party's point of view, I mean, it's clearly this Mahabharata is continuing, now it's to list. The question is, when the time of reckoning has come, the time of talking about your 5-year tenure in which you have a clear majority, there's no discussion or discourse on development or the lack of it, or why law and order has suffered, or why corruption is there, why the Samajwadi Party has benefited. People of Uttar Pradesh have not. So from that perspective, this is the time. So our focus is very clear. The issues are substantive. The personalities of the Samajwadi Party are exposing themselves, and the people will finally give their verdict.
But they have
secondly,
been... yeah, go ahead.
With regard to the Congress Party, I mean, of course, the Congress party was sending emissary after emissary, as we've all seen in the newspaper with photographs, unless, of course, we were seeing newspapers where the photographs we couldn't recognize. No. So these emissaries from the top leadership of the Congress party went, had tea, etc. Now, of course, it's a matter of sour grapes. They were hoping for a Mahagathbandhan, maybe being the tail end of an alliance. But if they are going to form the government in Uttar Pradesh, good luck to them. Certainly, the politics they are demonstrating nationally and otherwise doesn't seem to.
But speak about the Samajwadi Party for a moment. Is this something, from your standpoint, is a win-win situation?
It's not
a Samajwadi Party which is divided.
I think the people of our party has been working irrespective whether there would be a fight within the Samajwadi Party or not.
Okay.
We don't build our plans. We work before the people take it, and we have a track record of Prime Minister Modi's government. We consistently are doing it. Prime Minister Modi is campaigning, in the sense he goes, he travels, he's our star campaigner. We are talking about what the new look of India is going to be in terms of, you know, the whole digital effect of, or the outcome that will come out of demonetization, bridging this gap between rural India, Bharat, India, all of it, financial inclusion. These are the substantive issues. So why does it matter to us whether there is a fight in the family? We will talk about their misrule.
All
and
right.
with regard Ritu, to hearing the, you know, just one sentence on the Samajwadi Party spokesperson, not an easy job to be in. She has to really manage it between three of them. So we were actually probably listening to her of the tough job she has and the manner in which she was trying to make
it. That is about as much support you will get from the BJP on this program, I'm pretty sure. But Rituji, how are you assessing the developments? Again, what sort of reactions have there been, any from Mayawati, to the developments in the, on the Samajwadi Party splitting down?
नहीं आप देखिए मायावती जी ने तो कितना डेवलपमेंट किया था, उनके लॉ एंड ऑर्डर कितना अच्छा था, और आप लोगों ने अखिलेश जी को भी चुना कि शायद ये कुछ अच्छा करेंगे, लेकिन इनके में हमेशा आपने देखा परिवारवाद था, ऊपर से नीचे तक जितने लोग थे सब परिवार से थे, फैमिली से थे या उस कास्ट से थे, तो डेवलपमेंट कैसे होगा, क्योंकि ये पहले से ही लूट और खसोट में आए दिन शुरू से लगे रहे, और लूट और खसोट आपने देखा, पहले इन्होंने लोगों के चीजों पर कब्जा किया, फिर ये अवैध संपत्ति जितनी भी थी आपने देखा ये सारी चीजें सामने आई, फिर विभागों के लिए भी लड़ाई करी, तो ये इनके परिवार में शुरू से एक आदत थी जो लूट खसोट की, वो आज नहीं गई, और आज वही कारण है जो परिवार के सामने ये विवाद आया, जो लड़ाई आज देखिए आप टिकट के लिए लड़ाई हो रही है, कि अंदर से ये परिवार दो दलों में बढ़ चुका है, और ये सामने लोगों को दिखाई दे रहा है कि कोई भी मुख्यमंत्री की चलती नहीं है, सिर्फ नेताजी की चलती, अगर जिन्हें मुख्यमंत्री बनाया अखिलेश जी को तो कम से कम उनकी चलनी चाहिए थी, तो ये सब अपने अपने उस चीजों में लगे पड़े हैं कि जितना लूट, अब ये जानते हैं कि हम सत्ता से जाने वाले हैं, तो जितनी लूट हो सके हो जाए, पोल ना खुले,
जो
इसीलिए सारी चीजें.
Nalin wants to come in, but Juhi, would you like to respond to those very specific charges against the Samajwadi Party government by the BSP?
Vishnu, the BSP can take a hike. They have done enough for Uttar Pradesh when it comes to murders and loot and kasot and systematic corruption. But today the questions raised are on Samajwadi Party and our internal tussle, which I am hoping for an early resolution. And very honestly, that is what is concerning me. I agree with Narelji. Unfortunately, I have to agree with him that we should be talking about our development or what we have done in UP, or the great amount of work the Chief Minister has done in UP, and the BJP with 73 MPs has really not even taken care of 73 villages in UP. So yes, and demonetization is a disastrous thing, but that's not the issue at the moment. I hope the Chief Minister, he has met, and I have full faith in his convincing capacities and my national president's rational attitude, that he will listen to him, because what the Chief Minister is asking is a very a rightful change of some candidates or their accommodation, and that's what the Samajwadi Party is trying to do.
Nalin, just half a second, I just want to go across to Sharad Pradhan also. Sharad, from the position that you're in, as a journalist observing these elections very, very closely, it all boils down at one level to the inclusion of a number of candidates who have criminal records. Akhilesh has been fighting this for a very long time. In August, there was the Qaumi Ekta Dal, which was supposed to be merged with the Samajwadi Party. He opposed it lock, stock and barrel at that stage. That is when Shivpal, for the first time, said that he wanted to quit the party. Now again, the names which have come in Mulayam Singh Yadav's list, Sigbatullah Ansari, the brother of Mukhtar Ansari, also Atik Ahmed, someone with 40 criminal cases, including a murder case against him. So is that what, at one level, it's all about? Criminal candidates being pushed by Mulayam Singh and Shivpal, and Akhilesh saying that is unacceptable.
Well, that is partly the issue. I feel that, you know, as far as criminals are concerned, for whatever reason, Mulayam Singh Yadav has always had some kind of a soft corner for such people. And he makes no bones about it. So, and it's more than Siptaikunna Ansari, it is Atiq Ahmed, who is actually far more notorious than Mukhtar Ansari. And it's a question of the bigger evil. And when his name was initiated by the father, it's strangely Akhilesh kept quiet. That was the point of time one was expecting that he would make it an issue. Why, after all the, the whole family believes in washing dirty linen in public. And then at the end of the day, somehow the father comes in and settles various issues.
That's happened twice before. Mind you, one thing. Do you believe this rift
now
is so strong that may not happen? The healing touch of Mulayam Singh Yadav may not bring the family together again.
No, Vishnu, I still feel that at the end of the day, again, you know, this is happening. Let me explain it to you. I'll take a minute. You know, the problem is because Mulayam is not in his normal self. Mulayam Singh Yadav, as one has seen him through the years, as the most shrewd, very sharp politician, has failed to act in a manner that was expected of him. What he's been doing today is the self-goal. At this juncture, when the state is going to elections, he comes up with the same issues that were raised 3 months back when the family feud came to the fore. And so I believe that Mulayam, as a result, on account of his age, has some certain problems which affects all aged people. And some people in the party are taking undue advantage of that. And they are some...
Mulayam, and by that you're talking kind of about Amar Singh and Shivpal Yadav,
of
right?
People like Amar Singh. Yeah, Amar Singh, Shivpal Yadav, no, Mulayam's wife. And also the secretary to the chief minister, Anita Singh, who is also known to be very close to Mulayam. And they are all Akhilesh haters.
Right.
You know, they don't want Akhilesh there. And
okay.
The game that was being played by Amar Singh was to have Akhilesh out of the scene
right
when the feud began. And you know, that is where Akhilesh took a stand. And then at the end of the day, but again, mind you, the father never caused any harm to the son. If he wanted, he could have thrown him out. But he didn't do that. And the son, too, never took any such stand directly against the father.
Okay.
Or people very close to him. He neither removed his principal
secretary. Okay, Mr. Pradhan, just one second. Nalin had a comment to make a little while back. Go ahead.
One is, of course, it is amusing to hear the BSP speak about loot and all that. Depositing 104 crore rupees in cash after demonetization and some 18-20 lakhs in cash and 100 crore plus by the brother of Mayawati ji into a bank account in Delhi. So, I mean, that itself does not seem to be very this. However, it's under investigation and I'm sure they will have, they will be able to explain the source of it. In terms of development, yes, of course, in statue construction and the addition of a handbag was a new development we saw there. I think Uttar Pradesh has suffered enough of these two. In terms of the Samajwadi Party and this, they mirror each other with a different sense of what they bring to the table. So, I think where it is now, if we are focusing on the entire focus being on development and the politics of actually development, and we believe that the people of Uttar Pradesh would this time want to move in that direction and not be caught in this old two choices that they've always had, which has denied them development.
Sir, main aapki baat ka jawab dena chahti hu. Humne 600 crore ki murti banayi, aapne sabne objection kara, theek hai, lekin abhi 2600 crore ki murti Shivaji ki bani to kisi ne koi baat kahin par bhi nahi aaya, kisi ne pucha tak nahi ki wo murti kahan se bani. सरदार पटेल जी की मूर्ति चाइना से बन के आ रही, उसके बारे में किसी को कुछ नहीं है. मतलब बीजेपी दूसरों को या दूसरी पार्टियां हमको ब्लेम देती है. और हमने जो 104 करोड़ रुपए निकले, कोई आपने किसी जगह से तो नहीं पकड़े ना, हमने बैंक में जमा किए, तो हमने वाइट थे तो जमा किए ना. आपको बता रहे हैं कि वो हमारे कार्यकर्ताओं ने दिए. और अगर हमारे करते, अरे हमने तो पूरे देश के बारे में कहा कि हमारे इतने कार्यकर्ता है, क्यों नहीं दे सकते. अरे अगर हम यूपी में भी चाहते ना तो इतने पैसे इकट्ठा कर लेते, ये बहुत बड़ी. आपने ये पूछा, बीजेपी ये बताया, जिस आदमी ने 500 करोड़ की शादी करी, ये पैसे कहां से आए? नहीं, आप बताएंगे नोटबंदी के बाद.
However, with regard to the statue, I don't think any BJP leader, or even as a matter of fact, any other party's leader has built a statue of themselves with their accompaniments so far. I don't recall this being done in India's independent history ever. Mayawati ji, of course, is the first to do so.
Yep.
She's entitled to have a point of view that she believes building her statue is the correct thing.
हम कुछ भी करते हैं सामने आप लोगों को हम पे objection उठाने का हमेशा उंगली उठा के खड़े रहते हैं लेकिन ये पार्टियां करती हैं तो कोई नहीं कहता आप बताएंगे राजीव गांधी इंदिरा गांधी इतनी जमीने हैं खाली पड़ी है ना उसके लिए तो आज तक किसी ने कहा हम लोग मरते हैं तो एक के ऊपर एक जलाया जाता है कि भाई अभी आपको जलना है फिर वो जमीन आप कहेंगे वो बड़े नेता थे भाई उनका सम्मान होना चाहिए
मैं इसे गलत मानता हूँ मुझे गलत लगता है, गलत मानते हैं तो फिर हम क्योंकि देश में चाहे दलित हो चाहे ब्राह्मण हो चाहे जो भी हो सबके लिए मूर्तियां बनी है लेकिन किसी जीवित व्यक्ति ने नेता ने विकास की जगह कोई ऐसी मूर्ति नहीं बनी
पैसे थे आपने पकड़े अच्छा
ऋतु जी एक सेकंड आई वांट टू ब्रिंग इन मिस्टर पुनिया ओवर हियर मिस्टर पुनिया इन वन सेंस Given the identity politics of all the players in Uttar Pradesh, for example, the BSP with their own core constituency, the BJP with theirs, and the SP with theirs, is the Congress in a sense as a party, do you see this being a situation where you can actually gain a great deal given your centrist sort of nationalist position?
You see, if you take the case of Bahujan Samaj Party, they are already discredited. A lot of very, very important leaders have deserted them. They left the party and joined either different parties. And the recent controversy of the lot of corruption cases, they are coming up. So people do not like Bahujan Samaj Party or leader or their policies. As far as Samajwadi Party is concerned, you see the bickering among the top leadership and there are talks about speculation about the split in the Samajwadi Party, but I don't think that can happen during the lifetime of Mulayam Singh Yadav, having known him. But there is a strong anti-incumbency they will face, and the way Akhilesh Yadav, who is the only positive point for Samajwadi Party, is being sidelined and ignored, so they don't stand a chance. Okay. Anywhere in Uttar Pradesh. As far as Bharatiya Janata Party is concerned, they believe in making claims, false claims and promises. The claims they made during 2014 election campaign, they are not talking about them. And not demonetization, they are taking a credit. But they have ruined the country, they have ruined the economy. So how can they claim
Mr. Punia will discuss. People? And you're going to be with us for our next discussion on demonetization. So I don't want to get into demonetization right now. We'll discuss that in the context of the Jaitley statistics released today. I will come to that point in a little while from now when you're also going to be with us. Juhi, I wanted to come back to you. The uncle factor, Amar Singh, the other uncle as it were, how has that been a singular wedge in this entire equation, the equation between Mulayam Singh Yadav and his son?
I do not know how a person can have such an influence. Maybe there is a lack of communication, or maybe it's just a different way of politics, a different era. I do not know, but I have no idea what is the Chief Minister has been pretty vocal about this issue, and he has spoken his mind on the issue, which I will stand behind his statement. Otherwise, I have no personal knowledge of Mr. Amar Singh or his influence or his coming into the party, because I have never worked with him. But yes, the Chief Minister has made it clear that he does have undesirable results and brings strife and confusion into the party, yes.
One of the hallmarks of this battle within the family in the Samajwadi Party is the culture of sacking people. Just yesterday, Akhilesh sacked Sandeep and Surbhi Shukla, two Shivpal loyalists. Earlier on, Shivpal had sacked a bunch of youth leaders of your party. There have been many other people who have been sacked. They've lost their jobs. How exactly does the Samajwadi Party operate at this stage if you're just sacking and hiring other people?
Yeah, Vishnu, I hope I retain my job after answering this question. But yes, there has been a series of reactions and counter reactions, some justified, some not justified, which has been done by our top leadership. So it's not for me to comment. But yes, it's very distressing for anybody who is committed to the Samajwadi Party. Because yes, there have been people who have been caught in or this lack of consensus or lack of communications which are taking place. I am just hopeful that as a committed worker, we solve this issue, because all of them at some stage have worked for the Samajwadi Party or are working for the Samajwadi Party in their own way. Okay. I would say irrespective of what are the reasons they were sacked.
All right. Well, you're being extremely forthright over here, accepting the problem exists. We've seen so many spokespersons of different parties on different issues deny that there were problems altogether. Quite clearly, you're saying that there are problems. Hopefully, it will get resolved. Yes. Sharath Pradhan, one of the problems is on the chief, the name of the chief ministerial candidate. Now, just in October, in fact, Shivpal had gone to the extent of saying that it will be Akhilesh. A day after October 16th, on the 17th of October, Mulayam had reluctantly sort of suggested, yes, it would be Akhilesh as the chief ministerial candidate. Now, in the last 24 hours, the statement is absolutely the opposite. So, again, it goes back to that primary question. What is the equation between the father and the son right now? And if it's not Akhilesh as the chief ministerial candidate, who is it?
Well, you know, that's the reason I said that it is going back to square one. That was one of the issues which was raised in October when the feud began. And it was only after the message was sent loud and clear by the larger chunk of the partymen that they would accept Akhilesh and Akhilesh alone as their leader, that Mulayam and Chacha Shivpal realized that it was a time that they concede, which they did. And they conceded Akhilesh's leadership as Akhilesh as the chief ministerial face. Now, once again, the fact that this has cropped up makes it all the more evident that there is some forces playing behind the scenes. And otherwise, Mulayam, as one knows him, would not have acted in this manner, which reflects his weakness as a sharp politician, which might show some kind of imbalance somewhere. Because in his having known Mulayam for many, many years, having seen him through all his entire political career, I don't see any reason. When you and I can understand that this is a self-goal, why would a person like Mulayam not understand that unless he's under some kind of real pressure and undue influence of undesirable people?
Okay, we're going to move on now to our next debate. Before that, I just want to go back to Juhi Singh just one more time. What is the time frame within which you expect some sort of clarity? Because as every hour passes, the possibility of a distinct split in the Samajwadi Party appears more real.
Vishnu, I hope that we will sort it out. We don't have much time. So a day or two, we will have to come to a decision on the final list. And everybody is talking. I hope it will be resolved peacefully and to everybody's satisfaction. But frankly, that's the timeline in which we have to come to a decision.
Nalin had a point to make.
I think you inadvertently at the beginning of the show while asking your colleague had used the word patchwork. That's exactly what's happening. The patch-up seems
instead
an impossibility.
Patchwork. Well, maybe it is a patchwork.
That's why I said it's happening. The patch-up is not happening. It's a patchwork that's happening.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
I'd
like to thank all of you very much for joining us this evening. The future of the Samajwadi Party in India's largest state, going to the polls, the party and its future, its possibilities in this elections, one way or the other, lots of question marks being raised. That equation between Mulayam Singh Yadav and Akhilesh Yadav now extremely strained.